Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
27 alleged gang members were arrested as part of a major drug bust in Newark.
Our Peter Haskell has been following this and joins us now. Peter, where and how did this drug ring operate?
This drug den was by the Newark-Irvington border in Newark on South 20th Street. It was a house that, according to the U.S. Attorney Craig Carpenito, was doing $10,000 in sales a day. This was crack and heroin. 27 gang members, they used guns to enforce their operation, and they did plenty of business.
Sounds like, as far as drug gangs go, this one was pretty sophisticated.
Right. So this was a house that, according to Carpenito, was reinforced like a fortress. The windows were boarded up. And the only way into the house was through a second floor window. The gang members would set up a ladder. They'd climb up to the second floor. Then they'd pull the ladder up. Now, in order to make it a little bit easier for their customers, according to Carpenito, there was a hole that was drilled or cut out of the first floor wall. And it effectively turned into a drive-through like you would find with a fast food restaurant.
I guess the bottom line, Peter, is will this bust even make a dent in the drug trade in Newark?
Good question. We asked Carbonito about that. He said, yes, this is a big deal, but clearly others will be around to fill the vacuum. He says it's really up to law enforcement now to try to make sure that they can stem the flow of folks rushing to fill this void and try to capture them as well. And that is always a challenge. He did stress, though, that crime is down in Newark. Narcotic sales are down. Violent crime is down. And he feels the feds are helping city police in making a difference.
Thanks, Peter. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.